One of the most fascinating areas of medical research right now is going on into what happens with people who are in a vegetative state. And I've always kind of been drawn to this subject because we all have that question about if you were ever in that situation, do you know what's going on even though you can't respond? How much life is happening there? It's a question that I think has perplexed people for a long time. And now we're starting to get some answers on what might be happening to people who are in that type of state.
Right. Up to now, what's been used is what we call a functional MRI. That is, it monitors the actual brain activity that you can see on the screen when you propose questions or ask people to move or, you know, do things that would stimulate brain function. But functional MRIs are very cumbersome, as you would imagine. They're large machines. Not every place has them. And it'd be very difficult to be able to assess every patient this way. So what these researchers did at the University of Western Ontario, and they published these results in The Lancet, is used a device that's very inexpensive, that's very portable, called an EEG machine or an electroencephalogram, which is, people have usually seen this. It's a device that has wires that and contacts that fit onto the skull and measure brain activity, electrical brain activity. And so in this case, they took 16 people who measured as in a vegetative state, specific criteria for that, and they took 12 controls, people just who were not in that state at all, just normal controls. And they gave them a command. They gave a command either to wiggle their toes, imagine that you're wiggling your toes or moving your fingers, followed by 15 tones. So it was very different from anything else they heard, and the command was only given once. And what they found is that 3 of the 16 people who were being tested showed activity suggestive that they knew what they were being asked. And this compared to, and they compared that to those of the controls, so they actually saw this type of activity. The caveat to all of this is that 3 of the 12 controls, when they were given the same commands, didn't show any activity at all in terms of the EEG changing. So that sort of put a wrinkle into things, but it leaves several issues. One is that having a negative EEG, that is things that, you know, not responding, doesn't mean that you're not conscious, because these 12 people that were controls were conscious and aware. So having an EEG that tells you nothing doesn't mean that there isn't any consciousness or awareness. So what you need to do is you need to do this type of procedure for several days to repeat this with those that responded, and perhaps also back this up by doing the functional MRIs on those that are responding, at least, to see if it really matches up to that gold standard, to see if it actually is happening. But nevertheless, what this tends to indicate is that you have a very simple device that may be able to identify those that are at the bedside who are aware.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.